Major U.S. stock indexes have shot to record highs this year. They've all gained more than 20%. And yet, growth in the U.S. remains at disappointing levels. So why is the market so bullish? A lot of analysts believe the stimulus efforts by the Federal Reserve are behind the stock boom and a possible bubble. We asked NPR's John Idstey to look into that.
The Dow Industrials made a record last week.
Exchange, it was a record setter on Wall Street today. The major averages finished higher, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average finished above the 16,000 mark for the first time ever.
And the S&P 500 also crossed the 1,800 threshold last week on the way to new highs. Lots of analysts say the Fed's unprecedented stimulus is fueling the big run-up. Mohamed El Arian agrees.
I'm pretty confident in saying that the markets would not have done so well without the support of the Fed.
El Arian is CEO of the giant bond fund PIMCO. He says the stock market has become dependent on the $85 billion a month the Fed is adding to the financial system in its third round of quantitative easing, or QE3. He says the evidence is clear. When Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said in June that the Fed might begin dialing back the stimulus or tapering as early as September and then end it next July, stocks dropped sharply. The opposite happened when September came and the Fed decided not to reduce the stimulus.
When the Fed decided, to the surprise of everybody, not to taper, the markets took off. So you can identify very clearly the comfort that investors have in riding this massive central bank liquidity wave.
And why is the market so influenced by the Fed? El Arian says it's because through its stimulus, the Fed has pushed investors into the stock market. The Fed's policies have reduced interest rates to historically low levels. That means the return on money market funds is near zero, and the return on treasury bonds is extremely low. So investors are pushed into stocks to get higher returns. But El Arian says pushing someone into something is a tricky business. Take marriage, for example.
If you're pushed into a marriage, the likelihood of there being deep conviction is much lower than if you're pulled into a marriage by love. Similarly, if you're pushed into an investment because it's better than something else, your conviction is not as high than if you were pulled in by the fundamental attractiveness of the investment.
El Arian says the Fed's policies did help the economy avoid a depression and grow faster, but he says the Fed has gotten no help from Congress. He says its policies and brinksmanship have hurt growth. That's forced the Fed to keep its stimulus in place too long, and there's now a risk that the Fed's exit could tank the stock market.
We are so deep in experimental mode. We are using untested tools. There is no analytical models or historical experience or game plan that can help us.
Fed officials seem less concerned than El Arian. The Fed chief in waiting, Janet Yellen, said at her confirmation hearing recently that historical data suggests there's no bubble in stocks today. That was also the conclusion of a recent report from the McKinsey Global Institute, the research arm of the big business consulting firm. Susan Lund is a partner in the firm.
Investors are clearly watching every move the Fed makes. But when you look for evidence that in the long term, equity prices are higher than would be justified by fundamentals, there's just no evidence of that.
Lund says the market is up so much, partly because it dropped so far during the Great Recession.
Typically, after stock market slumps, you do see a rebound. And it also, the stock market gains reflect in the long term just the rise in corporate earnings and the amount of cash that corporations have today.
And Lund says the fact that the ratio of stock prices to company earnings is about at the historical average suggests there is no bubble. Other economists who see a bubble developing counter that company profits today are largely the result of cost-cutting, not growth in sales. But the no-bubble side points out that, adjusted for inflation, the S&P 500 index is no higher now than it was 13 years ago. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.